I'm concerned about a comment a manager of mine, Jay, made in a meeting yesterday. He recently moved into the role of testing manager from the software development side. In this meeting, he said that Sherry, the new software development manager, was running a lax unit, and he was concerned about the quality of the product coming from the software development area, and that we should all be prepared to have to do some pretty rigorous testing to find the bugs that the software development area was inevitably going to let through. That comment really concerned me because a lot of people overheard it, and I don't want them to get the perception that we've got a quality problem when I'm not quite sure that we do. So I need to find out what's going on, dig a little deeper. Hey, Jay, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it.
Sure, what's up?
I want to talk with you about something that I overheard in yesterday's meeting, the development meeting. You had made a comment that Sherry's team was lax and that we should be prepared for some poor quality work. Those are some pretty concerning statements, and I'm concerned about them. Can you fill me in on the background there?
Yeah, I was frustrated. Maybe I shouldn't have opened up like that in a forum with people around. But I just don't get what she's doing since she took over the team, took over my group. I just don't understand how she's running the group, and it just seems like it's, I don't know where things are going to go.
So tell me what is driving that? Are you seeing poor quality results, or what are you seeing that leads you to think that?
It just seems real kind of loosey-goosey, kind of people kind of coming and going and doing, you know, whatever they want. When I was running our team, you know, we had a meeting at 9 o'clock every morning for everybody to touch in, and everybody knew what was going on and knew what their rules were and what they needed to get done by the next day. And now, you know, she's got this thing where, people are there or not there. And I just don't know how they make decisions. Uh-huh. if they're not, it just seems,
yep,
nobody's in control. They're all just kind of, it's like a football team without a coach. They're all just going in different directions.
Yeah, she's got some different ideas. She's trying a new remote work schedule and some flex time. So I know it's a little bit different than what we're used to. I know, though, that they're using all the methodologies that you designed. They're using all the processes that you designed. And they have no plans to change that. So, and I know they worked great for you. And I know that what you've started in testing, you've got the processes developed, you've got your protocols developed to mesh with what you designed over in the development area. So it seems like between the two of those, it should work okay.
Is the structure set up so it ought to work. I guess I just don't have faith that what she's doing with my team is going to be able to get things done in a timely manner.
So what's your relationship with Sherry like? Have you talked to her at all about this?
No, I say hi to her in the break room. It's not like we have any problems, but I've never really developed much of a work relationship with her.
What do you think? Have you maybe developed a stronger relationship with her? Could that make a difference here?
I guess. I mean, she does things a lot differently than I do, and her priorities are a lot different than mine. But I just want to make sure that the things that I think are important, that she takes those into account.
So to develop that better relationship, what's the step that you can take now to get so that you can talk with her a little bit more?
Well, I was going to call a meeting. I mean, I've got a couple of specific things I want to talk about. Maybe if we set up a recurring meeting, maybe once every 2 weeks, something like that, just kind of touch base and make sure we're on the same page, or make sure I have a chance to make sure that the team is getting things done that I think are important.
That sounds good. When do you think you'll take care of that? Talking to her maybe next week, the week after? Because I'd like to follow up with you afterwards just to see how that went.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let me think about it a little bit and put together an agenda, and I'll see if I can set something up for maybe start off the week next week, Monday.
Great. Excellent. Thanks, Jay. Thanks for coming in.